వసుదేవ సుతం దేవం కంసచానూరమర్దనం దేవకీ పరమానందం కృష్ణం వందే జగద్గురుం. ఐ సల్యూట్ కృష్ణ, ద లార్డ్, ద వరల్డ్ టీచర్, ద సన్ ఆఫ్ వసుదేవ, ద డిస్ట్రాయర్ ఆఫ్ కంస అండ్ చానూర అండ్ ద గ్రేటెస్ట్ జాయ్ ఆఫ్ దేవకి. కృష్ణ ఇస్ ద టీచర్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్. ఇన్ ద ఫిఫ్త్ వర్స్ కృష్ణ ఇస్ ప్రెసెంటెడ్ యాజ్ ద టీచర్ ఆఫ్ ద వరల్డ్, జగద్గురు. A teacher can only be a teacher of the world if he or she has the universal message. Also, one can teach only those people who want the subject matter he or she is teaching. For instance, only those who are interested in calculus will go to the teacher of calculus. A universal message is relevant to everyone, everywhere, even though not everyone will be interested in it. Here, the message of the Gita can be given to anyone because it is relevant to everyone. Krishna is not considered to be a teacher merely because he is accepted as such, but because he has a message acceptable to all. This we must know. It is a message that is extremely valuable to everyone. Without it, one's life is a search that never comes to an end. The message which Krishna gives in the Gita is what makes him a Jagadguru. Krishna for the purpose of meditation. As a teacher of the world, Krishna is looked upon as a person with qualities or attributes only for the purpose of meditation. When what is being discussed is free from all attributes, it is a matter of knowledge. It is something to be understood. But when a particular form with a set of attributes is being talked about, such as Krishna as a person, it is purely for the purpose of meditation. In this verse, some historical facts are given about Krishna to create a figure for meditation. He is described as the son of Vasudeva, Vasudeva Suta. At the same time, he is the Lord, Deva, father of all, including Vasudeva. Obviously, he is not an ordinary son. If he were, we would not meditate upon him. Krishna as the destroyer of evil. Krishna is also referred to here as the destroyer of evil. We should know that there is no evil beyond our own minds, and that there is no such thing as an evil mind. There is only wrong thinking that needs to be corrected. Krishna, as the Lord, is the chastiser of wrongdoers. By giving them what they deserve, he removes this evil of incorrect thinking. Krishna as the source of happiness. Krishna is the greatest joy of his mother, Devaki. He is the most attractive, the one who is the source of all happiness. Anything that attracts, karshati, is Krishna. Anything that attracts is happiness. What pleases you attracts you because it makes you happy, which is why the source of happiness is the focus of complete attraction. O Krishna, teacher of the world, whose message is universal, I salute you.